In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, everybody. It's the 19th day of May. One of the through lines of the presidential primaries so far on both sides of the aisle has been trade, free trade to be precise, and the economic merits or lack thereof that free trade deals bring. As it happens, and as you may be aware, the White House is trying to get a big trade deal through Congress this year, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. And to that end, some news. The U.S. International Trade Commission says it's figured out how much economic growth the TPP would bring us. 0.15% by the year 2032. That is 0.15%. Tiny, right? So what's all the hubbub, bub? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson covers all things TPP for us.
0.15%. Yep, sounds tiny. But another way, it means an annual boost to GDP of nearly $43 billion, which sounds less tiny. We need some context here.
That's about a month or two of GDP growth.
Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a think tank. The report also estimated the TPP would add the equivalent of 128,000 jobs by 2032.
That would be a pretty disappointing month if we heard that on one of those monthly jobs reports. I mean, as my grandma would say, that's bupkis.
But Peter Petrie, a professor at Brandeis University, says don't forget how massive the U.S. economy is.
Look, the U.S. economy is like an ocean liner. And it dwarfs the impact of any single policy change.
He says gains from the TPP would be modest, but they're there and the agreement's ready to go. Keep in mind, there are also parts of this agreement that just aren't captured in these numbers. Susan Ariel Aronson is a professor at George Washington University.
This is based on a model of where the economy might go. It can only accommodate estimates about things like manufacturing growth, but it can't accommodate things like technological change or labor rights and environmental provisions.
You have to think about the usefulness of the deal in other contexts.
Back to Jared Bernstein.
Geopolitics, trade relations with our partners, the role of China in the global economy, the way disputes are going to be settled between trading partners.
He says this is where you go to decide whether the agreement is good or bad. The focus on economic growth and jobs, it's more of a distraction. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.